Aircheckdownloads.com. Saturday Super Classics with Tony McDonald. BBC. Hey,
Redford and Worcester. We start in the 90s this week with Lisa Stansfield on the way, TLC, and the song that was at number one this week in 1998. Yes, he's 23 years old. Cher, Believe on BBC Hereford and Worcester. Hello.
90s numbers on Saturday Super Classics.
BBC Hereford and Worcester.
Kicking off with some hamping 90s numbers on Saturday Super Classics on BBC Hereford and Worcester. Tony McDonald's with you until 2 o'clock today. How are you doing? You all right? Saturday going okay? I hope so. TLC with Waterfalls. Up under R&B trios at first UK top 10 hit. Theon T-Bars Watkins, Lisa Left Eye Lopez and Rosanna Chili Thomas. Their nicknames being the TLC of the title. Tackling issues, that song, such as illegal drugs, promiscuity and HIV and AIDS. And they had to push to release the song. As their record company boss, Clive Davis, the man who signed up the likes of Janis Joplin, Whitney Houston, Bruce Springsteen and Billy Joel, among others, over the years, just didn't really get the track. Waterfalls went on to be a number one hit in America, peaked at number four here in 1995 and bagged a couple of Grammy nominations as well. So they had one over on Clive Davis on that one. And we kicked off with Cher's Believe, the title track of her 22nd album. That's how many she'd done by 1998. And Cher was one of the seven writers credited to the cracking track that set records. So at this point, 23 years ago, the single was 3 weeks into a seven-week run at number one. It was the biggest seller of the year and is still the highest selling recording by a female artist in the UK. Believe also topped the charts in 17 other countries, including the US, where over there she became the oldest female solo artist to top the Billboard Hot 100, a mere 52 at the time. Also won the Grammy Award for Best Dance Recording. Go Cher! Still sounds absolutely fabulous. 23 years on, really gets you going, doesn't it? Our last hand-picked 90s number comes from the fabulous Lisa Stansfield. If I could change, the first single from her second album, Real Love, which I've certainly got at home. Change, Lisa Stansfield on BBC Hereford and Worcester. Actually, the album came out 30 years ago this week. I think, was it Thursday? Was its release date? Crikey. Change was a success for her in the charts across Europe and also in America, where it reached the top 30 of the main Billboard chart there and was at number one on the Dance Club Songs chart. There are so many Billboard charts in the States. Over here, Change gave Lisa a third top 10 hit, peaking at number 10 in October 1991, helping to send the album into the top 10 as well. She's a class act, is Lisa Stansfield. Love her. On the way, got a former number one from Ed Sheeran and a couple of tracks from albums that celebrate two decades since their release on Saturday Super Classics. I think that's back up to number two now. A number of weeks, number one, then knocked down to number two by Adele, then number three, and then I think it's back up again. They've been in a chart battle this week for the number one spot, crikey. Ed Sheeran with Shivers on BBC Hereford and Worcester. Tony with your Saturday Super Classics. And between now and the end of the year, we're going to be featuring albums that mark their 20th anniversary in 2021. This week, we mark the fact that two decades have passed since Spice Girl Emma Bunton released her debut album, A Girl Like Me. Now, the group had gone on hiatus at the end of 2000, but by that time, all of them had started putting out solo music anyway, probably easing the transition for them and the fans. Emma's first collection on her own came out in April 2001, entered the chart at its best position of number four, was certified gold with sales of more than 100,000 copies here. Now, A Girl Like Me gave her three hit singles. There was We're Not Gonna Sleep Tonight, that peaked at 20. There was a number one, What Took You So Long, and this, the last track on the album, that had been her first single away from the Spice Girls back in 1999. Emma teamed up with electronic dance music duo Tintin Out to cover this 80s hit for Edie Brickell and the New Bohemians. Got to number two with What I Am. I'm not aware of too many things. Their third top 10 hit from their debut album. Snappily titled The Script. The Script's a break even on BBC Hereford and Worcester. Get the weather now with Sarah Blizzard. All I can see is just grey cloud out there. Not a lot else going on.
It is There's a lot across the country. You need to go a little bit further north, say the Lake District, if you want the sunshine at the minute.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Working its way down. It is coming. That's what I'm trying to say. You might, you know, hopefully see it by this afternoon. It's just got to work its way down the country. And, you know, sunny spells will start to break through.
The sound of Herefordshire and Worcestershire.
Together, we can make a difference. BBC.
A couple of tunes away from celebrating another album that turns 20 in 2021. How is it these albums were released back in 2001 and it's 20 years already? Wow. Anyway, let's take you back to the 80s. One of the best cover versions ever, I think. Tiffany on BBC Hereford and Worcester.
Children be
NewCheckDownloads.com.